Chalk Chat Freestyle for Wednesday, May 16, 2007. How is everybody? Hey, I got some great news Monday night. We got a letter that said Strathclyde Police. Well, it didn't look... It looked a little official, and I was honestly a bit reluctant to open it. Kind of went through it and went, well, didn't recognize it, so left it on the counter. And then took Lisa to karate in the usual Monday rush to get home, get her fed, get her to karate. And then she had Girl Scouts afterwards. She had her Girl Scout graduation ceremony. And when I dropped her off at school, Donna was there with a with that same letter. And she said, did you read this? I said, no, it was obviously unopened. And she handed it to me. And the letter said, we have found your wallet. So the wallet that went missing in Scotland turned up at the police department. I'm not sure what the relationship between Strathclyde and Glasgow. There was Glasgow on the letterhead somewhere. I gave them a call Tuesday morning, and they did indeed have my wallet. There was no money in it. There were checks. I don't know if there were credit cards in it or not. I didn't ask about the entire contents. And they are going to mail it back to me. So I should have that back in the next week or two, or even if it's a month, that's fine. Curious to find out what was left in it and what was taken. Obviously, £190 or about $270 in cash is gone. So I can now move on with my life. I still have not filled out the expense report from that trip because the budget car rental never showed up on the new credit card. So I asked our business department, or the accounting girl, what she would like to do. I said, I'd like to just fill the darn thing out, and if budget eventually charges that card, it'll show up and we'll take care of it with another expense report. But until then, I owe the company quite a few dollars for a cash reimbursement. And we'll just get that all squared away and can put that whole chapter behind us. So I thought I'd give you a quick update and let you know that the wallet has been found. It's on its way back to the U.S. I'm very happy. And other little bit of good news, as I was dropping Lisa off for her Girl Scout ceremony, they had a little program printed up for the grade school, and apparently there was a contest or some type of entry where the kids can draw the cover of the program for that evening, and Lisa's artwork was chosen. It was very lovely, and she got full credit on the back. So very proud of her. And as I was walking out, I saw a couple of coworkers and friends, and I was, you know, bragging about it. I said, hey, turn it over, check it out, see who the author is. So I am now the proud father of a published artist. Her block lettering looked an awful lot like mine at that age. Probably still does. I haven't done hand-drawn block lettering in a long time, but if I didn't know any better, I'd say that was my lettering and her artwork. She drew a picture of the stage with the bridge that they cross over for the ceremony, and it was very nice, complete with steps and spotlights and the whole thing. She pays attention to detail. So very proud of her. She's been having some mood swings again. Her friends sometimes say things that offend her, and she takes it very personally. But, you know, in the next day or so, things are cleared up, and she's on with life and looking forward to the next thing. So she doesn't dwell on it too much, but when it affects her hard. So this is going to be, she's only 11 years old, and it's going to be an interesting next few years as she develops and continues working on those relationships. I try to remind her that she and her friends are in fifth grade, they're 11 years old, they're learning more than spelling and math, they're learning how to interact with each other. They're learning social skills. They're learning to build relationships. And sometimes in the learning, we make a few mistakes. And that's why we learn from them and move on. So all kinds of fatherly tests that I have to do, and testing my supreme patience. I have not lost my temper. I'm proud of that fact. Given a few years ago, I probably would have flown off the handle. But I understand that she is at a very impressionable age, and what I do now makes a big impact on her life for the rest of her life. So I'm always cognizant of that fact, and that really helps to keep an even keel, but it is very difficult sometimes. One mental trick that I've done is, you know, if this happened with my parents around, how would I want to behave in front of them, and how would they behave if they were handling the same situation with my daughter? So that's sort of the guideline I use, sort of the, you know, the angel on your shoulder in the cartoons. I use my parents as an example, and I'm thankful to them for that. So I've got to finish driving to work. It's going to be a beautiful day. It is bike to work week, by the way, and I have not biked to work because the weather has been somewhat spotty. We've had rainstorms and very warm weather on Monday, so it just has not lent itself well to doing that. Getting to work and working up a sweat before you even get to work is not ideal. And riding home in the rain, particularly yesterday, would have been a downpour, soaking rain, and I've got to schlep along some books and manuals and notebooks, and my goal, if the weather is nice tonight, is to bike to karate and then do the workout there, so I will get some exercise, because I had a wonderful big meal last night at a place called Hu Hot. It's a Mongolian barbecue, and should have stopped after one trip to the buffet, but went back for a second trip, made it extra spicy, and between the spices and the extra food, I feel like I just put on 10 pounds. I know it's not that bad. Fortunately, the exercise and things have been giving me license to do that once in a while. But it was a delicious meal, wonderful social gathering with some friends from work. We do have our IT guy from Raleigh, North Carolina here for a few days of training. Wanted to take him and a few of the team out for some special activity. Donna and the girls were able to join us and enjoyed it. Really enjoyed it. I like going to that restaurant, and I like doing the manager thing and treating the team to a special outing once in a while. So that's it. I'm going to sign off. Appreciate it. Another test of the microphone on the ride to work on a beautiful Wednesday, May 16th. Take care, and I'll talk to you soon. Take care, and I'll talk to you soon.
Farpoint Media, powered by Podango.